The tikkun of jealousy has two parts. In Kabbalah, there's actually a positive jealousy and a negative jealousy. Let's focus on the negative one first. Negative jealousy stems from, you guessed it, lack. Again, when I see something and I see that someone has something that I don't have and my lack is awakened, we need to be very conscious at that moment to pause and send good energy. Because when my lack comes up by seeing a blessing that someone else has, immediately what happens is energetically, I start to take from that blessing. I start to drain that person of their energy. So we are actually all very vulnerable to other people's jealousy and evil eye. If someone is looking at a blessing that I have, they have the ability to remove its protection and take its energy. Now, when they take that energy, they can't keep it either because they haven't earned that energy. Hence the concept of bread of shame. So what happens is both people lose. The person taking the energy loses, and the person losing the energy loses. You may say, well, what can I do about that? How can I protect myself from other people giving me jealousy? And there are obviously many concepts and spiritual laws around how to create protection. But I would focus on one, and that is whenever I'm showing off or making it very obvious about the blessings I have, or even I'm talking about the blessings I have, that removes one layer of protection. Marcus, you want to add something to the negative side of jealousy?
I think that what's exciting unquestionably is that on the spiritual path, on your Kabbalah path of discovery and of achievement, there's always going to be someone who has got something more than you. They've got better looks than you. Even if you're the best looking guy in the world or the best looking girl in the world, there's always someone better looking. And whether it's triggered through wealth or money or possessions or the car, their happiness, a relationship, you see a couple so happy and in love with each other, and it creates this very dangerous trigger. And the first thing that happens, I think, is that you start to compare. So if we dissect that very dangerous, jealous, evil eye energy, what happens first was you're comparing. You're comparing. The comparison, it says, is the theft of joy. Because the second you start to question what you have based on what another person has, it's a losing game. Then I think that migrates into a jealousy energy which gives you the sugar of success. It gives you the sugar of feeling better, because the second you put someone else down for their wealth, for their looks, for their happiness, you feel falsely elevated. And that false elevation is the illusion of the success that you truly crave. And as David says, I think you're right. It's a theft of energy. You're taking energy.
That you can't keep anyways because you haven't earned that energy.
Not just can't you keep it, but what you're stealing is much more than the fruit that you see. Because when you see something you're jealous of, the theft of energy that you're jealous, because you say correctly, it's not that you're looking at what they have. It's that you're feeling everything that you haven't got. You're feeling what you haven't got. You're feeling that you haven't got the belief in yourself to even earn that thing. So you steal it.
Some people think that jealousy is, well, I don't want them to be happy. But the truth is, it could be two sisters who love each other. Mm-hmm. One sister just texts the other one, oh my God, you know, I just got pregnant. You know, I know you'll be so happy for me. And the truth is, the sister is happy that her sister is pregnant. But if it awakens a lack inside her, just a lack. It's not a spiteful lack. It's not an ill will lack. It's just lack. Immediately, it steals a little bit of the energy. Yeah.
From and it cuts sister. The blessing. It,
and
cuts,
it cuts
the blessing of that wonderful piece of news.
That's why one practical tool that we need to remember in terms of jealousy is to protect yourself, you have to protect your blessings. It's good not to share too much about the positive things going on in your life. And if you are going to share, always share in a productive way with people who truly need to know. We just have to be conscious of it. That consciousness is what builds the protection from losing our blessings. A lot of times people have lose blessings, get into car accidents, have different accidents in their lives, lose out on stuff simply because they expose too many of their blessings without being conscious of it. without thinking, well, how is this going to help and how is it going to hurt?
I think also what you said about the theft of energy is the dangerous part is that what we look at that we want to steal, we think in our mind, or the ego says, we're stealing just that fruit. So I'm stealing the wealth they have, or the esteem they have, or the honor that society gives them. I'm jealous of that. I wish I was as respected or as approved of. And so I want that moment of esteem. I want that moment of recognition. But actually what I'm stealing is not the fruit. There is no way universally you can steal fruits. You have to steal the roots. And so what you're stealing in jealousy is so dangerous. You're stealing the process. You're stealing perhaps 20 past lives of tremendous pain or tremendous challenges they had to endure to lift themselves to a place where they perhaps earned or were gifted for a certain reason.
So you're saying that if I'm jealous of someone who has a certain blessing, what I'm actually taking upon myself is the 10, 20, 30 years of pain, yeah, suffering and tikkun they had to go through.
Yeah.
So I actually am not taking the blessing, I'm taking the pain.
That's exactly
and that's why jealousy might perpetuate pain in my life.
Yeah, either way, you'll create a process. The ego says, steal it and take their pain. But your soul says, what's the opposite of evil eye? It's a benevolent eye. How do you look at something with a benevolent eye? Not with a place where you feel your lack, but you can feel the gift and the greatness and the beauty in everything around you. That takes such spiritual training.
Well, how do we get excited about jealousy? To know, and this is the Kabbalistic concept, as soon as I feel jealous about something, it means that the Creator sent me that situation because the Creator is about to give me that same blessing. And that's always the test. Before you get a major blessing in your life, it says that the Creator will send you someone else who has that blessing to see how you react to it. Do you bless them? If you bless them, then you're the cause of receiving blessings. If you give them an evil eye, which means you want them to be hurt, or maybe you're just taking their energy, then you lose energy. That's the test. Before we get anything in life, we will see someone else who has it first, and we're going to feel lack.
Yeah, they're either the catalyst to theft or to an earning process,
right?
Because they're there, which means they're either inspiring us to say, as I said, the light sends a person to show you it's possible. It's in your aura. It's in your destiny. It's in your next level. Start the creative process. Start the earning process. Start that transcending process. Or steal. Steal.
It's common wisdom that if you put a stick in front of a blind man, you're at fault. If I make it easy for someone else to be jealous of me, I'm the cause of their negativity. You can't say, hey, don't be jealous of me. If you made it easy, you're the source of that short circuit.
What about a person who naturally has a smile on their face? And because I'm having a tough day, so I look at them and I naturally feel even more depressed about my day because they're so happy and I'm not happy. Has that person caused me to give them evil eye?
This is the power of Kabbalah. As long as that happy person knows and is conscious of his potential ability to hurt people, he's protected.
So what are the tools to protect me from evil eye then? To protect me from others' jealousy?
First, consciousness. Be conscious of the fact that it exists. Be conscious of the fact that you could be hurting people by revealing your blessings. Number two, be cognizant of ways to conceal your blessings as much as possible. Sometimes we need to show off our results. Sometimes we need to show off our wealth. Sometimes we can't just hide everything and live a life of suffering. Of course not. But there's always a fine balance. And if we question how to do it, we will get there. And three, I would say, comes to the positive side of jealousy. It's called jealousy of scribes. When I see something that you have that awakens my lack, if I can immediately turn that into my own hard work, my own inspiration, then I've effectively transformed something negative to something positive. I remember having a colleague that I was jealous of him because he was always sharing. In our world of spirituality, it's like, what are we jealous of each other about? I see you, Marcus, meeting people, giving your time, giving your energy, and maybe I'm sitting here just having my lunch, thinking about myself. I'm looking at you, I'm like, what? He's sharing. He's giving. He's getting more light than me. It kind of upsets me. It makes me put my lunch down and say, okay, how can I be a giver? This is jealousy of scribes, and it's a very powerful form of jealousy, one that motivates you to reach your potential.
I think you touch on the key, and this is the tool, I think, which is, what is the root of jealousy? It is actually triggering a very healthy and positive desire. Desire is good. The fact that you see someone or something that has something that you don't have is an awakening of your desire. That's a great life cycle. That's the beginning of creation. That's you becoming a co-creator. That's the most exciting thing in life. If you can dissect behind your jealousy what desire it's awakening within you and actually identify that desire as a positive desire, I wish to be more successful. I wish to be able to share or speak or air my voice or express myself as coherently as the person next to me. I wish to have the talents, the gifts, the fruits of success that the person next to me has. That is a positive desire. If you can identify that desire and then identify the path of creation towards that end, that's fantastic. That's a gift. That person, that thing has just awakened greatness inside of you.